Well, it's been 7 years since Ireland's technological universities were set up, but unlike traditional universities, they still can't appoint professors. The Atlantic Technological University, which has campuses in Donegal, Sligo, Mayo and Galway, says this needs to change, and its president is Dr. Orla Flynn. She's on the line. Good morning, Dr. Flynn.
Good morning.
What exactly are you calling for this morning?
Well, you've mentioned there that our legislation to establish technological universities was enacted in March 2018. That's nearly 7.5 years ago. And our remit really is to be drivers of innovation within our regions. And it's beyond time, I guess, that we were enabled to appoint professors. All universities have professors. And the role of professors really is around driving the kind of knowledge-intensive activity, knowledge transfer, innovation, spin-outs, and also supporting high cutting-edge skills development and partnerships with industry, SMEs, startups within the regions.
You say you want to drive innovation, but how do professors do that?
Well, typically they do that through the knowledge creation work that they do. So usually they're very connected with international networks, can draw down high levels of European research funding and other kinds of research funding, and through the work of PhD students. And again, you can see the impact of professors typically in areas where you have a lot of professors, such as particularly in Dublin.
If you could offer professorships, does it mean that you retain talent and you attract talent?
So this is very much around balanced regional development. And one of the big risks for ATU is that the talent that we have will be lost to the region. It will go elsewhere. So, researchers that we have will be attracted elsewhere by the opportunity to work at professorial level. But also the ability to appoint professors will allow us to attract talent into the region. And again, from a regional perspective, zero professors in the southeast, zero in the Midlands, zero professors in the Northwest and Southwest. So these are issues that the technological universities were set up to address, and it's time we were enabled to do so.
Well, you talk about attracting talent, driving innovation as well, but you have a lack of professors then. Does that impact the quality of education that you're providing at the moment?
Well, we've always provided an excellent education, predominantly because typically our staff have tended to be very close to industry and the needs of industry. And even since our very early days as regional technical colleges, we were always very close to the needs of industry. And as the needs of industry have evolved over those 50 years, our work has also evolved. So it's time for us now to take the next step. If we look at the world out there now, a lot of AI, automation, robotics, offshore wind, renewables, and so on. We really need people to be driving the kind of research and innovation in the regions that will deliver on the promise of those new technologies. I think we have excellent teaching and learning. We have new programs now in our sector. We're looking forward to offering veterinary medicine and surgery from next September. We're offering pharmacy, physiotherapy, across all of the disciplines, but we need to be able to work internationally at a level that universities across the world are enabled to do.
The Department of Public Expenditure and the Department of Higher Education say that they're working at official level to progress a proposal on this. Do you know what that proposal could be? What do you want to see?
Well, our ask is fairly straightforward. We're simply looking for the permission to appoint people at a grade that is typical of how professors are appointed in other universities in Ireland. So no changes in legislation, no major asks there, simply to be given permission to do so. And I look forward to a speedy resolution of those discussions. I know that our minister is very supportive.
ATU President Dr. Orla Flynn, thanks for joining us this morning.